This week on Midwest Week, a look back at this year's John Deere Classic. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest is Matt Koss, sports writer for the Quad City Times. So, Matt, was this your first John Deere Classic and first event of this size?
Herb, this was the third year that I've covered the John Deere Classic for the Quad City Times. I had covered the tournament a couple times before that for another publication I worked for, so I've been around this tournament for the last 5 years, but this was definitely probably one of the bigger ones in the 5 years that I've done this.
And what was the major story this year? What made it one of the bigger ones for you?
Jordan Spieth, most definitely. This guy is the hottest name in golf right now. He won the Masters earlier this year, the U.S. Open as well, the second-ranked player in the world. So there was a lot of buzz around him and him coming to an event this size in a small market like the Quad Cities. And he attracted a lot of fans and some additional media as well.
What sort of additional media was there? I mean, could you tell that it was different this year than the previous four?
Yeah, most definitely. The New York Times sent a writer to the Quad Cities this year, which hasn't happened in the past. Mm-hmm. ESPN had a crew on site all week doing live updates during their Sports Center show, which hasn't happened in the past. So they got a lot more national media than they've had in the past. And even the locals in that 100 to 120-mile radius from the Quad Cities, you saw a lot more of those people turn out, people from Peoria, Milwaukee, mm-hmm. Chicago area. So it drew a big crowd and a big media crowd as well.
So it wasn't just the media. It was a lot of people turning out, too.
They don't do specific attendance figures, but their tournament director, Claire Peterson, said in terms of revenue, it was up 35%. From a year ago. So that's gate receipts, concessions, all that type of stuff. So obviously it was a huge event for the Quad Cities. And a good thing for this tournament, you know, this tournament kind of flies under the radar a lot of years just because of where it's located on the calendar a week before the British Open. But this year, I think it kind of brought a lot more national attention and what type of event this really is.
Now, did all this attention around Jordan Spieth take away from what else was going on? I mean, I assume there's a lot of good golf being played by all the other people.
Yeah, and obviously he was the major draw, and that was where most of the galleries were kind of focused. But, you know, you have a guy like Zach Johnson, kind of a hometown favorite, mm-hmm. being raised in Cedar Rapids. He was there, and the thing about this tournament is it just continues to produce dramatic finishes year after year. So while a lot of the lead-up was about Jordan Spieth and maybe even the first couple of rounds, come Sunday it really kind of focused on the golf at hand, and it made it even better that Spieth was one of the key players involved at the end of the tournament. Came down to him and Tom Gillis, a 46-year-old gentleman who had never won on the PGA Tour before. So you had this rising star, the talk of the golf world, against this guy who was looking for his breakthrough win. And, you know, when you get to 46, you ever wonder, maybe this is my only chance that I've got. So it was a very appealing storyline, and it was determined in the second hole. They went to sudden death, and after they both parred the first sudden death hole, it went back to the 18th hole for a second time. And unfortunately for Tom Gillis, his ball found the water, and Jordan Spieth made a par to win the tournament. The second time he's won there in the last 3 years.
So how do you and other reporters cover something like this with so many people and, you know, spread out over a large area? How difficult or easy is it to cover?
Yeah, this is one of those events on our schedule throughout the year at the Times where it's pretty much all hands on deck. Everybody on our staff is involved in some shape or form with the tournament. But the tournament itself, we usually have four or five guys that are out there during the given week, and they just we're sprinkled out throughout the golf course since you have 80 to 90 golfers out there at a time. And so we have some guys out on the front nine, some guys out on the back nine, and then some guys up by the clubhouse. Because the thing is, when they start at 7 in the morning and they're going till 7 at night, the first 2 days, you never know who that guy is that may come in with that hot round. So mm-hmm. you have to pretty much have people all over the golf course.
Okay, and so that's 4 days of, well, 5 or 6 days, actually, of, you know, many, many, many hours.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday are really the two busiest days of the tournament because mm-hmm. that's when you have 156 golfers. After Friday, they cut the field down to the top 70. So the weekend's not as bad. You don't have guys going off both the front and back side of the golf course. Everybody goes off the first hole. So The thing that threw a little complication into it this year, we had some bad weather on that Saturday of the tournament, and that delayed things for about 3 or 4 hours. So that made for kind of a hectic Saturday because the final round didn't get – or the third round didn't get done until about 7:30, 8 o'clock that night. So it was kind of bumping up against sunlight.
Now, during tournament week, there's also some important news about the Classic and its future. What was that?
Yeah, John Deere and the PGA Tour have extended their agreement out through the 2023 season, so there will be professional golf in the Quad Cities for at least the next 7 years. The current deal goes through next year, and then starting in 2017, the new deal takes over that will take it through 2023. So that's definitely exciting for the Quad Cities and for this tournament because it's a big economic boost that this tournament has for the community for that week with the players, the fans that it brings in. So good to see. You know, there's not too many small market tournaments that are still around on the PGA Tour. It's a lot in your larger metropolitan areas where the tour goes. So it's good to see that a small tournament can still survive, a small market area can survive.
Yeah, and for those of us that remember the many lean years, the Hardee's Golf Classic, the Quad City Classic, and there was at least a few times when it nearly ended here.
Yeah, most definitely. And before, in the past, it was kind of the Pro-Am was kind of the big thing more than the golf tournament itself. And this year they get Bill Murray for the Pro-Am, who was obviously a major attraction as well. He was, you know, when you go back to asking me the bigger storylines of the tournament, he was probably one of the biggest things leading up to the tournament, just with the galleries. There were more people there than I've ever seen for a Pro-Am, and people just flocked to see him. So that was really encouraging to see. But now more than just a Pro-Am, they've got the tournament to go with it that really is drawing good players. They had 7-8 guys ranked in the world top 40 that were here this week. So it's really a 6-7 day event that brings in not only a lot of dollars, but it brings in a lot of good golfers and quality golf as well.
Now, one other thing we should mention real quick, Matt, the fact that the dates will be different next year.
Yeah, the PGA Tour just announced on Thursday that their schedule for next season, and the tournament will be moving to August next year. It's been in this mid-July date since about 2003 or 4. Before that, it's kind of shuffled around between July and September. But because of the Olympics, and the Olympics are returning, golf is returning to the Olympics next year for the first time in a long, long time. They've had to kind of shuffle some tournaments on the schedule. So the JDC will be August 8th through 14th next year. So about a month later than normal. And unfortunately, it's probably going to mean that Jordan Spieth will not be back to defend next year because he's likely to be a part of the Olympic Games. So the Olympics are actually happening the same week as the John Deere Classic next year. So the top three or four Americans that will represent the U.S. in the Olympic Games won't be a part of the JDC. Spieth was about the only guy out of that group that's been coming here regularly. So I don't think it will have a big effect. Obviously, Jordan's a big draw. But aside from that, I think the tournament's kind of excited from a standpoint. They think they can maybe bring in some different guys that haven't been here in the past because they haven't liked that it's a week before the British Open and trying to get over to Scotland and things like that. So I think having it in August, it may bring in some golfers that we haven't seen here regularly.